Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Stepping into Mastery, where you will be taken into the dimensions of higher consciousness teachings to tap into your master soul and become one with all that is. So each month we'll be gathering in with many messages from the masters, and I look forward to the essence of your own presence.
Welcome everyone to Telepathic Tuesday, the last Tuesday of the month. And here we are in this wonderfully evolving ninth month where we've just experienced the fall equinox and this 9-9 gateway. And the energies are in waveforms of still the heightened frequencies from that equinox, transforming my inner body, inner mind, and we're finally getting into a balancing state of peace. And that peace comes through your alignment. There's been a lot of adjustments on the planet within her outer fields, and so it's caused a bit of uneasiness to our inner mind and inner soul body, because every time the planet is bathed in these higher plasma fields of electromagnetic light, our bodies shift and we move into a deeper inner consciousness of knowing by connecting to the stillness. And the stillness that you go into is anchoring and grounding into the heartbeat of Gaia. Gaia's meridians, ley lines, and grid lines of her body consciousness fields are shifting. So the longitude and latitude, the North Pole, South Pole hemispheres are all experiencing these heightened frequencies. And they're all, and this is what is holding. When they give me the visual the other day, it was a vision of the planet spinning with a whole new crystalline mapping of a grid system on her. And all of those strands, like a web of a frequency of a very shimmering, glistening light, is empowering our planet. It's shifting into all of the elements of these oceans and mountain ranges and these hemispheres of poles above and below the equator. And is it shifting all of the elements and the kingdoms? Yes. And since we are one of her kingdoms, we are shifting in consciousness also. And so some of us, or most of us, are beginning to feel these heightened waveforms of energies that's pushing and pulling us each day while we are elevating and shifting into the 5D consciousness fields. And so some days, like perhaps the weekend or, you know, some of these heightened lunar activity days, you feel unbalanced and uncertain and a little bit disorientated, especially if you're a healer or a light worker or someone that is in transition of just understanding these higher 5D formats and formulas that we're actually ingesting. And I'm going to say ingesting because we're breathing it in and it's becoming a part of our inner meridians, grid lines, and chakra body. Since Gaia is shifting and the animal kingdom, the winged, the plants, the waters, we're all oneness. We're all moving and transitioning and transfiguring together. And so this is why we have to take a deep, long breath to get ourselves into alignment and to stay anchored through stillness. And when you go into that stillness, this is when you become balanced within of the new waveform of light that's arriving on top of your head or into your heart or onto your feet. And just breathe in again very gently in an accepting breath of just accepting and aligning. So you're accepting, aligning, and then after the alignment, you have an activation. This is how they are asking me to tell you tonight how to stay in this higher state of align of the higher consciousness. When you align to it, and how do I stay there? The question I'm hearing is how to sustain the higher consciousness in longer states. This would be when you have this elevating and shifting field come upon you, the moment you are feeling unbalanced and you become anchored in stillness. You start spiraling and moving into the higher waveform. And you really have to listen to the stillness as you're moving into the higher waveform. So this connecting into this higher waveform, you hold yourself in a stillness state. And then you listen. And I find that when I listen, I'm beginning to tap into my own master soul vibrations. You'll listen to your higher vibrational chords of light consciousness that starts arriving on top of your head, around your ears. And so I wanted to ask the beings tonight that are just soaring around me right now, and I'm getting myself even anchored even more here, to get everybody into a technique or an understanding, or maybe just an activation, a small activation tonight, of how to get connected into the light waves and how to feel it without the mind going into a waveform of, am I connecting to a light being? Am I connecting to something that I'm not supposed to dilute those fear thought forms immediately? Because you anchor, balance, and align to the sound of stillness. The moment your mind jumps off the track to try to derail you on fear-based thought forms, of uncertainty, unknowingness, you must get back immediately into stillness and align into that stillness and through listening. And are you ready to be awakened? Is another really, really important aspect of connecting to your soul and taking this soul journey into the higher realms, into the higher teachings, stepping into mastery. Are you ready? Are you awakened? Because if you're just beginning, then you're going to be just beginning to awaken. And you won't know if you're ready to move into the higher states. And so therefore you just need to be anchored once more and connect to the essence of your own stillness vibration of consciousness that makes you feel at peace. So I'm just going to call the masters in right now to bring in one harmonic chord of alignment into each and every one of you in my hoop of oneness. And for those of you who are online for the first time, every time I get together for all of my teachings, whether we're in an equinox, a gateway, a stepping into mastery class, telepathic Tuesday, there is a massive crystalline wheel in the realms of many, many grid systems and many, many dimensions and many, many civilizations and corridors and passageways. And that is my hoop of oneness that connects to all of the universal consciousness fields. And it floats down, hovering over Gaia, and connects into all of the grid systems on the planet. So whatever continent, whatever country, whatever portal, whatever ley line you are sitting in, you are being bathed by this massive universal grid of crystalline intelligences of many, many dimensions and civilizations. And the multi-dimensions of the master frequencies, including the stellar dimensions and all realms, begins connecting all of us whenever we gather. And so that when I'm calling on the energies to swoop down and deliver me a message, it's swooping into the medicine wheel of this crystalline hoop of oneness that they have created for me many, many years ago. And it starts directing and transmitting and projecting into the energy field that you create of a column of light around you. And I thought it would be a good idea to just give that information so that you understand how, when I get connected, I get connected to the entire planet of consciousness. I get connected to the entire grid systems of consciousness. And I start transmitting the information that comes through me in a higher frequency of telepathic connections than simply just delivering the word that is spoken to you. So this is why you feel, even as I'm talking now, a resonant vibration of a higher stillness quotient of light moving on top of your head. So we're going to talk a little about the absolute stillness, which relaxes the body, quietens the mind, and creates a column of light particles around you, so that when that column of light appears, which is doing right now, I see, then you become a very peaceful, opened and awakened state of consciousness, and you actually start tapping into the higher states. But you're protected because these columns of light that appear around everyone are very, very tiny, tiny, minute, crystalline light particles of intelligences. As it just sweeps, cleanses, purifies your outer auric field so that you can stay in a higher state within your column. And all of the columns become aligned to their own matching civilization and soul essence of who you are through the stillness. So I'm just going to ask that you have your feet, just like me, nicely grounded. We know that our heartbeats are resonating to the stillness of peace. And we know that we're moving into a state of awakening, into a presence that's surrounding us. I welcome the illumined ones, the essence of the presence of the higher celestial ones, star elders, star nations, star beings, connect to all star seeds and crystal soul seeds that are awakening on this planet at this time. And those who are awakening in this hoop of oneness, of a heightened vibration of light consciousness, pour more enlightenment. Enter the crown chakras, into the pineal crystals at third eye chakra. Bring them into awareness as the alignment of their own crystal cord of a light transmission infuses them tonight. I am here to ask, what is it that you would have to deliver unto the hearts and minds of all the souls listening here in my hoop of oneness? Shower me with the word of knowledge to deliver. Yet you could have a yantit, yet you know, Koyatish, Chitata Harana. We are bathing the planet, child, in heightened streams of electromagnetic pulses, more than you well know. These heightened, magnified frequencies of crystalline electromagnetic pulses into the planet is tapping into the deeper corridors, passageways, and deep caverns within the ocean floors. It is tapping into the ancient ones of light codes, of light frequencies, of infinite intelligences that is moving and shifting deep, deep within the core of this planet. Her own heartbeat of a diamond crystal frequency is cracking open through the bergs, through the lava ley lines, through the ocean floors, up through the desert sands, into rock formations, and will be catapulting the hidden vibratory codes of light fields into the realms where the star nations and star elders have been aligning and waiting for this cracking open of hidden corridors of vibrations of light quotients to appear and reflect into the realms of truth. The ancient footprints of many of the souls on this planet who are now crystallizing and magnifying into their higher soul essences have been receiving light codes of consciousness in small, limited frequencies of information. The calibration of light quotients to light ratios of information that is being delivered to them is quietly nullified since their RNA DNA frequencies are still in dormant vibrations. It is time now, child, for many to rise up in consciousness to a oneness vibration of love, light, and freedom. And during this time that is arriving of 2020, will this cracking open of the inner heart chakras, inner mind's eyes, and heightened eight chakra above the crown. Will there be an alignment for many souls in human formats to move into crystal light souls and to awaken one another of abilities, gifts, and telepathic transmissions of communications onto their own networks of civilizations beyond this planet? You who have ears and awakened perceptive mind's eyes have been receiving your own galactic, cosmic, and universal messages for some time now. However, your divine heart seeds that do house the crystal light codes of your crystal light soul seeds have not been activated. And so the alignment balance teachings through stillness is required on a routine basis for all to accelerate, adapt, and accept the higher quotients of consciousness fields that is arriving each hour, each moment on this planet. Those ancient scrolls, scriptures, and hieroglyphs that have been etched into the corridors and caverns of rock formations that many cannot see but will feel within their energetic crystalline soul body when it is transformed, will be elaborately elevating the consciousness of Gaia's grid systems once all is communicating and tapping into one another. I have seen the crystalline formations during Atlantis, and your footprints are still there in the ethers of Gaia's ocean floors. And you, who have been transcending for but a moment in a corridor to see, hear, and feel your originating soul essence, will begin to amplify once the higher ley lines and grid lines of Gaia become climatized to her own chakra body. In Amanaya Chukwu, those desert sand temples, those ocean floor temples, those hieroglyphic temples in the ethereal fields above these temples of stone structures on the planet, will be communicating in networks of telepathic fields to all who are listening to their own stillness vibrations. And so I bring them into connecting to the stillness of the oneness of their own telepathic cord of intelligences. It will seep into the brainwave patterns, align into all heartbeats, and harmonize the soul being of who you are in a physical form to adjust, accept, and become an infinite master form of crystal light. This hour, the so above and beyond, the so below and so within, energy fields of Gaia are bursting with higher vibrational cords of light strands that you cannot see, but will be receiving during your stillness activations. You are ready. You have seen spheres and orbs pass by over the waters, over the trees. And you have sat in passageways for but a moment when you are spiraling into higher states of consciousness, when you enter into your journey state. And now, when you sit in stillness, you will begin to amplify your own hologram frequency It will be a silhouette when it arrives. And these silhouettes of who you are in crystallite particles will be dancing by you in harmony. And that silhouette is who you are. You will simply align into that master being when it arrives in the silhouette, when you are in stillness. You will recognize the frequency beside you, for it will be a love quotient that will flow directly into your heartbeat, into your inner mind, and a telepathic alignment will be infused. And there will be various tones and vibrations that you will hear in this stillness frequency. And it is simply bringing in heightened purification fields and gentleness that will bathe and awaken your inner mind. The essence of the purification frequency that will be poured upon you will release the lower minds and their thought forms into peace and understanding that a transitioning time is here for your inner soul child to spark a light frequency into any one of your crystal seedlings within the heart. I am traversing back, way back, and I am seeing and hearing the soul's footsteps, footprints, aligning into Gaia's meridians and cords and corridors of light. There are footprints igniting lava energies deep within the core of Gaia, aligning her into a heightened vibration of peace. And you are spiraling in light. As you spiral into the so below corridors of this planet, you are also simultaneously spiraling so above and beyond, and so within your inner heartbeat. For you are moving and transforming in many directions when you are in stillness. The higher patterning that you are journeying in is allowing you to transition to the many transmissions of light waves of consciousness that you may be delivering onto Gaia onto her kingdoms and onto one another. In Shiyoshiro, it has been directed by an infinite director that the strands of many hues be placed around the children's pathways on this planet so that they are always aligned, balanced, and harmonized. Yet their consciousness will be synchronized to the journey of oneness of love to all who are listening and transforming in stillness. And these strands and many hues and spheres and orbs and holograms of your own originating silhouette of crystalline frequencies will be guarding, protecting, aligning, accessing you at all times. And more columns will be placed around you. And we welcome all beings of all species, of all dimensions, who bring their columns of divine intelligences to assist in this transmission of the new electromagnetic fields that will be pulsing into the crown chakras. Many will be igniting their inner mind's eyes. Within their inner mind's eyes, they will be seeing their own grid system that is aligned to the hoop of oneness in the realms. And their oneness consciousness will be aligning them in all journeys, in all teachings, in all knowings. When their soul becomes enlightened and follows the path of righteousness, grace, and purity to the all source that is in every strand, in every sphere, and every spiral that continually houses you, connects you, communicates to you, and holds you in absolute love. We have been traversing into many auditoriums, not just passageways, when we gather together. And it is this perfection of alignment and balancing yourself inside of your own column of light that sustains you into the higher consciousness longer. Your own I Am presence forms a perfected alignment and balanced consciousness field for you within your column of light, so that your inner mind's eyes, your inner heartbeat just flows in mastery. And your feet stay very rooted and anchored, and the body is completely relaxed and in harmonic bliss. You will listen more. You will float more into the hues and into the essences of your silhouettes of many civilizations. And the enveloping tones and vibrations that you hear in the stillness will be purifying your bodies, releasing all timelines, and elevating you into the dimensions where there is only purified thought forms and transmissions of information with love. So it is not for us to try to understand with our human mind . We need to float into the stillness and move in gentle waveforms and allow our bodies to become quieter and quieter in stillness, while the body and the mind become quiet. It allows the energetic field to subliminally enter for but a moment, and then enter for a moment a bit longer. The longer the stillness, the more subliminally you will move in alignment and balance to the frequency of that particular light strand of a light essence, of a light being's intelligences that is arrived to communicate to you. This is when your soul begins to awaken into a spiral frequency within you. And as the soul moves into the ascension frequency, the intelligence within you of this higher essence begins moving in the counterclockwise Merkaba field within you. That is the awakening. That Merkaba counter rotation within the heart, activated by the soul essence, is the awakening. It is infinite all energetics that is moving within an infinite heartbeat and becomes blended to the harmonic chord of light consciousness in that strand that you have just connected and communicated to. You have now an ability to see that what is arriving around you. When you have connected to the energetic frequency within your eyes, and your heightened perceptive mind starts harmonizing, synchronizing, and the body harmonically attunes to that same vibrational chord of light, now entering in absolute peace through stillness into your heart. This absolute peace allows you to stay aligned even longer. And it is always synchronizing to your heightened inner conscious mind. And synchronicities of telepathic fields of love, light, and highest adoration of knowing who you are as a heightened crystal soul starts calibrating and transforming you. These are heightened waveforms that are here and now, for your inner soul child is awakened and tapping into in these heightened intelligent fields that are aligning within you now. Already, your inner child is ready for the next journey and is waiting anxiously for these heightened fields and aspects of who you are to place you in higher plateaus of consciousness in this here and now moment. Feel how connected you are. It is the inner knowing, the inner being, that is transforming you. And every heightened journey, even if it's a slight 3 minute or 5 minute stillness journey, your mind will begin understanding and it will begin enveloping the infinite all consciousness field through this awareness that you have just stepped into. This awareness is gentle, it's peaceful, it's loving, and it is all in mastery, far beyond what you can see of the human mind at any time. As you are awakening to the understanding of seeing, hearing, and feeling, the harmonic vibration within your cellular body will crystallize into higher states of peace and new knowledge, originating frequencies of your divine soul essence in its purest form will begin oscillating within your heartbeat. This is your all-knowing, all-seeing, and all being transformation. There are diamond frequencies that are bathing this entire planet, and they are bathing living energy fields of consciousness into the sacred portals that are being tapped into, quietly etching new vibrations in these areas of the planet I have seen sparks in the trees and the leaves. It's a diamond etching of an infinite portal that I pass through when I see that etching. It's a hologram that I see for but a millisecond in my inner mind's eye, and then I flow through. So that on every spark, on every strand, or every orb, there is a message. There is an etching of an awakening and an opening. The soul spark being that is entering around us in our energetic fields is tapping us into a oneness field of consciousness to become more aligned into. I am finding the understanding now of the infinite all-consciousness field is when the simple mind becomes infused with the awareness that you are walking, that you are breathing, yet you are transforming every second of the day now. The formats that you will always be in is absolute harmony, absolute peace. And this is where the alignment and balance will sustain you and deliver you into the higher consciousness. And as you just let go of other thought forms and stay in this walking state of awareness of all that is around you at all times, then deeper will you come into a telepathic alignment to your own silhouette of who you truly are, that is dancing in a heightened state right beside you or within your inner mind. The synchronicities of blending the energies of all the consciousness that is around us now, that is enlightening us, igniting us, and becoming us, is of mastery. It is simply allowing your inner minds to become more master energies in all of you, within you, at all times. And they bring me this message tonight to prepare for creating a new technique through understanding that what is stillness balances you and aligns you, but it's also going to be preparing you for 2020, when there will be an even greater shift of the higher consciousness of even heightened beings arriving. And so moving into the stillness is going to empower you. It's going to ignite you. And when you understand that you're not just transmuting old energies and dense frequencies in your body, but that you are now transitioning to a new breath of a new consciousness that is transforming you, you will start to see, feel, and shift into this higher state more often. You never know who's standing beside us in the essence of an energetic field. But when we tune in to listen with our eyes closed and our inner minds quiet, you will begin to tap into a very delicate frequency of love. And you will feel the energetic pulse once you connect to it. Because I know myself, when I go into that higher state of awareness, those antennas that crop up through my crown, these little tiny silver antennas, it's like the pineal crystals go zoom, 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 and there's a little zooming, spinning. It's like radar incoming. I just, oh, okay. And my little antennas in the pineal crystals peek up on top of the crown. And I have this sensory frequency running through my head and my body. And I listen to the vibration. And then I feel the frequency. It's almost like the essence of that presence, of that spiraled strand or that consciousness field kind of nudges me, a little bumping into you on the right arm, so to speak. It's like, what was that all about? Something just nudged me over a bit or nudged me on the back of the head. And this is when, at that very moment, and I'm feeling that there's an activation of communication taking place. The sensory mind, the active pineal crystal, the antennas, the body, everything is in a light sparking frequency in that very moment. And you want to get into a state of anchoring the body and holding your statue state of stillness to listen, feel a light cord of essence pouring through the crown into the heart, through the spinal column, right through the field of the feet into Gaia's heartbeat, and breathe it into the belly. In gratitude, I receive all that you have for me. I will radiate this transmission of light into my entire body to become oneness of this consciousness of love that is tapping into my beingness. Your outer fields of the aura body will begin filling up with differing strands and hues and spheres and orbs. And you will become light energy transmissions in your outer fields from these orbs. This is how we are going to be moving. The nudge is going to be a sphere or an orb of our higher essence, giving us a transmission of information to telepathically transmit unto the next person, next place, next kingdom, next element that we are to tap into. And the understanding of this dimensional transformation is what they wanted me to reveal tonight. A different discussion, it's a different understanding, but it's also a stronger connection to your energetic minds and to your beautiful heartbeats of getting to know how to move into this higher state with love and gratitude. So I'm just going to give great thanks and gratitude to the energies of these infinite master beings that arrived here tonight to deliver this awe-inspiring information about the planet and her grid systems and her cracking open. My goodness, that was a revealing information. And I'm just giving highest adoration and honor to the synchronicities of these frequencies and these telepathic cords of infinite knowledge that has aligned me with all of you and all of your grid systems and all of your dimensions into my hoop of oneness. I am in greatest gratitude for the infinite all healings that have taken place in all hearts and minds, for all the living energies on this planet that are going to be transforming in this next few months and all of 2020. And for each and every one of you for joining me in receiving this transmission of information so that you could project it with love unto one another and to heal yourself. Listen within yourself. Ask your body, what is it that you need right now so that I may heal you and bring light into all of my cellular being with love? And as you say that, your master soul will deliver the healing for your soul body and soul being to be able to transform into the higher states. It's a beautiful message tonight. It's always nice when it's in the moment. And this is the highest frequency of love that comes in when it's in the moment like this. So thank you to all of you tuning in from across Canada and the United States. For those of you over there in India and Australia, we got your grids covered too, and even you in the UK, you're all in the hoop of oneness. And each Tuesday, last Tuesday of the month, we get together and we just keep growing our medicine wheel into a harmonic waveform of higher intelligences of information. And that you can keep here in the Blog Talk Radio studio, where you can listen to any of the replays from previous beautiful messages. My website has been fully renovated. So if you go into iaminfiniteall.com, you'll be able to see all the journeys and the changes to my website. I'm very, very pleased with the work that it took to do that. And you'll even see on there the upcoming conference, October 26th and 27th here in Toronto. You'll be able to get your tickets on that, for the early bird runs out September 30th, so don't wait too much longer. And also, the 12-12-12 gateway, it really is just around the corner, where I will be on Table Mountain in Africa. Those of you over in Europe and India and Australia, you can meet me over there in Johannesburg, go up that Table Mountain. We're going to be on 6 safaris on that Africa tour. I will be walking with the Wild Kingdoms. Then we will be going down to Cape Town, where we will be walking with the penguins and swimming with the whales. So we tap into the Water Kingdoms, and then back up to Table Mountain on the 12-12, so I can channel and chat with the universal realms of the Star Elders and Star Nations. And they are waiting there now. I've heard the drummers. I've heard the higher shaking of the rattles of those higher masters in the realms of the star beings. So I'm getting really excited right now of this Africa journey. Those masters that had joined me, Star Elders in Australia last year for the 11-11-11, seem to be wanting to see me over at Table Mountain in Africa for 12-12-12. So if you're feeling called, go under the events in my new website and look up that Africa journey. There's a wee video there, and it's going to be something. So thank you again for listening to my little infomercial. And there'll be healing sessions that you can book online there too. All right. So have a great journey tonight in your sleep state. And these beings will be walking with you for another day and a half. See you tomorrow night on Soul Talk Radio with Patty Malik. Bye-bye.